Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
One thing that we all hoped would come out of the State of the Union, but certainly didn't expect it with this particular president, is to address the real core problems that we have in America. And the core problems were simply ignored, and many of these core problems are exacerbated by this president, and that is, we need to get back to our basics, the basics on which America was founded, a belief that there is a creator, that our rights come from God, that there are things that we call right and wrong, good and bad, and that, in fact, we need to get back to a reliance upon God who ultimately gives us and is the source of our freedom, completely lacking from the State of the Union, but also sometimes being kicked out of some of our public schools and our public life. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. We certainly know that there was nothing about these issues in the State of the Union address. There was a coddling of Islam, another situation that happened outside of the State of the Union address, but part of the State of the Union is that many of the Democratic members of Congress, they invited Islamic leaders. There was literally an imam that was in the gallery. He looked like someone who had just walked off of a Bedouin camp in the Middle East somewhere, dressed in the garb of like a Bedouin would be dressed. But there was no mention of religious freedom. There's no mention of religious freedom with respect to Christians and the targeting of Christians that we're seeing here in America. There's no mention of the targeting of Christians and Jews worldwide by ISIS or anything of that nature. Nothing about those basic core values that make America great.
Now, what we saw at the State of the Union, preening and standing up on his perch, was the head of the anti-Christian, secular, progressive left. This president didn't want to talk about, he did talk about the policies, many of his own policies that have resulted in anti-Christian discrimination and hostility toward religious freedom in this country. But, he didn't want to address it from that side, but we had visuals in the audience. Kim Davis, who is a victim of this president's anti-Christian policies, as well as the Sisters of the Poor, Little Sisters of the Poor, who were in the audience.
Yeah, we move outside of the State of the Union too. Let's look at this Glenview Elementary School in Hayden Heights, New Jersey. It tried to play it safe. It tried to be politically correct. The suburban Philadelphia area school had its annual concert on December 23. Instead of a Christmas concert, they called it a holiday concert. Christmas break had now become the winter break. It had a 79-page state-issued anti-bullying set of guidelines on the website. But, after the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance, the pupils would cite or recite God Bless America. They began to do this in honor of the fallen first responders and victims of September 11, 2001 terrorist attack. And the school is less than 100 miles away from Lower Manhattan, where the World Trade Center was leveled to the ground by the hijacked jets of these Islamic terrorists. So this had been going on for 14 years, and someone tipped off the ACLU. The ACLU came in and said, this is a violation of church and state. You better cut out the God Bless America. So the principal, Sam Sassano, explained in a letter to the parents that the school will discontinue the adult-led recitation and explore, quote, alternative methods of honoring the victims and the first responders of the 9/11 tragedy, close quote. So now the children at this 265-member school district, they'll be able to say the pledge on their own, but they're not going to be able to say God Bless America. So here it is again, booting from our public sector, the very cause, the very reason that would make America great, something that would bring us together. President Obama and the State of the Union talked about the things that unite us together, but there was nothing of substance. He talks about gun violence, but, you know, guns don't create violence. It's people, and it's people's hearts. It's people's attitudes, and those are shaped by the moral character, and those moral characters, right and wrong, respect, those come from Judeo-Christian values. That was clearly the understanding of the founders. God had to be the foundation of our country. That ultimately gave birth to a moral people that would be self-governing. And when you eliminate God, boot him from the public life, ignore him, demonize anyone who is a Christian believer or believes in Judeo-Christian values, the obvious result is you're going to have a breakdown in the morals of our society. And no matter what size of government, you're not going to be able to control an out-of-control people.
Well, that's right, Matt. Our friend Bob Knight, who's a columnist, wrote a column for Barbed Wire addressing this issue you mentioned in Glenview Elementary School. And he points out that what the school did here, what this president's position, the secular left's position, many of these, the ACLU and other anti-Christian groups, they're not rooted in historical fact or truth. He points out that Benjamin Franklin wrote his own handwriting and found in James Madison's journal, in the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. This was during the Constitutional Convention. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of superintending providence in our favor. To that kind providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Well, Matt, under this presidency and under the progressive historical revisionism and religious cleansing that we have seen taking place and being pushed by the secular left, it would seem that America, regrettably, has forgotten that powerful friend, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and this is Benjamin Franklin. This is a person that some of the left would call a deist. This would be one of the least religious of the founding fathers. The least religious of the founding fathers. I don't think he was a deist, because a deist would say that God just created the world and walked away, had no more interaction with it. But he certainly was the least religious of all the founding fathers. And yet, here's what he says after that question, have we now forgotten that powerful friend? He goes on to say, I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel, the town of Babel, the town, the tower that was ultimately destroyed. And so as a result of that, he implored them that from henceforth, when they gather together, that they should gather for prayer. They did. And from that moment on, every time the legislature in Washington, D.C. has any vote, they convene, they begin it with prayer. Prayer was the foundation of our country. It is out of prayer, acknowledgement of God, that our Constitution was born.
Yeah, Matt, is there any doubt that the ACLU would have, if it had been around back then, would have sued Benjamin Franklin for this? I think they would have. And Bob Knight closes. He says, it would be nice if the ACLU learned how to, referring to the Tower of Babel, learned how to babble in a language that was not relentlessly hostile to public expressions of faith.
Well, we're standing here to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, protecting life from conception all the way through natural death, and marriage in the family is the union of a man and a woman. Join with us as we advance through litigation, education, and public policy, these three areas, standing also strong with Israel. You can go to lc.org, lc.org. Go to our online web store for more information and to support Liberty Council with your financial contributions. Again, the website is lc.org. Liberty Council provides a lot of resources. We have emails, the Liberty Alert, which we encourage you to subscribe to free of charge. Also, we have some grassroots activist emails, both for Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action, our 501c4 issue advocacy organization. I encourage you to be on both of those, because these will keep you involved in issues affecting your family, faith, and freedom, and give you an avenue of response, how you can respond. I also encourage you to join us this year for the Awakening 2016. You can go to the Awakening USA.org, theawakeningusa.org. It's going to be in Orlando, Florida, March the 5th on Saturday. You won't want to miss this event. We'll have a pastor's event called the Pastor's Awakening on Friday for pastors. So we encourage your pastors to join us as well. Pastors on Friday and then all day Saturday for pastors and lay people. Join us March 5 for the Awakening.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.